Just in case we say something funny.
I support that.
Yeah. This is actually like one of the most stupidest things that I have voluntarily agreed to do. Welcome to the second episode of Nobody Asked.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. And we today are going to talk about my dating life.
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's all about Alice.
Yeah. Which is very sad. But we're going to make it less sad because I've voluntarily decided to challenge myself. And I'm going to go on 3 dates with 3 different guys from 3 different universities. And we're going to do a little compare and contrast.
Yes.
To understand the vibes. Like, can we, you know, find any patterns?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are they all annoying? Or will I find true love?
Yes. When you sent me the text about the dates, I was thinking in my head, I was like, you could do 3 guys, I could do 3 girls. And then we could come back and discuss the differences.
That would be
fun. And like,
fun.
The whole thing. We both have tasks.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh. There's so much effort.
3 is a lot.
3 is a lot.
Yeah, because I was looking at my essay schedule, and I was like, and then I was like, oh, and then I was thinking of like, oh, we have to record the episode, and then I have to edit it. and I like took up my calendar, and I was like, cool. So my essay's due then. My essay's due then, and my 3rd essay's due then. I was like, cool. So I have a weekend.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm gonna have to do like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Gosh. The good thing though with men online is that they will go on a date immediately.
Yeah.
Whereas with women, you're talking for a month and still no.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, I don't have the time for this.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting for me, I think, because, like, whenever I talk to men or boys on Hinge, and as soon as they say, like, oh, do you want to meet up? Like, do you want to grab a pint? Do you want to go for grab a coffee? Do you want to go for
just
a
leg it.
I, like...
Yeah.
I ghost.
Yeah.
And... Like, we hate a ghoster, but I ghost.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
And then they're like, hi, like, hello. And I'm like,
You just wanted the fun. You wanted the, yeah.
Like, as soon as it's, as soon as it turns into, like, something remotely, like...
Real?
Yeah. In real life.
As well.
I think once you break that
you then get over it.
Yeah.
Because I used to do that as well. What about any guy in LSE or any other uni that you actually know in real life? Is there anyone that you think, like, not from Hinge?
No. Like...
Real. So real. So true.
Because this is where the idea came from.
Mm.
I mean, I was walking, not with anyone, just alone. And I was thinking about, like, what we could do, and I was like, oh, it'll be February, and it's, like, it'll be Valentine's Day, and I was like, oh, just wouldn't it be funny if I just go on dates?
Mm.
Like, not fucking thinking that, A, I've never been on a first date before, B, where am I gonna find them, you know?
Mm.
And, yeah, I guess, like, when am I gonna go on them? But I've signed up now.
To be fair, like, literally all my first dates, even still now, I am literally shitting myself for, like, an hour. In fact, sometimes the whole day I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I feel like this is good, like, break that 3
It's, like,
times
a good
then...
excuse to...
Yeah, to do,
to do it, you know? Because it's just easier, I think, to wrap your head around the fact that you're going on a date for, like, selfish clout reasons, you know? Yeah.
If you actually like the person, you'll be horrified, you'll be nervous, you'll be shaking, least you don't have to do
that. But now it's like, it's okay if I don't like it, because it'll just be funny.
And I'm giving her some challenges.
Just to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it even more humiliating for myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we're currently working on what those challenges are.
Yeah.
But basically, we're going to get Alice to have different personas with each person, and she has to really stick to it.
Yeah.
One of which I've said should be a men's rights activist. She's going to be like the ultimate.
That guy is for sure going to ask for a second date.
Yes.
He's going to be like, I've never met a girl like you before.
She's going to be like, I wake up in the morning, I just play video games immediately because I just think men's hobbies are so undervalued in society. Like, you know.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, oh, they're like, oh, can we see each other Saturday? I'm like, oh, don't worry, Saturday are for the boys.
No, like, it's gonna be like, oh, so the bill's here, and you're gonna be like, do you know what, I'm gonna pay, because it's time that
no,
men got
if I'm a men's rights activist, I'm gonna and fully like believe in the patriarchy. He's paying that
shit. Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Emotional compensation for the persona that I'm gonna have to put on.
You'd be like, you know, like men are just stronger, and men just they have more capability. Therefore, you should pay because you are just more capable of doing that.
Yeah.
Period. We're also thinking sporty Alice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every other thing.
Because I'm thinking as well, like, it'll be funny if I can kind of incorporate the personality in what I'm wearing.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So men's rights activists, I don't know how they look. But, like, maybe I can show up with, like, a MAGA hat or something.
Yes.
But, yeah, but sporty Alice, obviously that makes more sense. Yes. Like, I'll try to, yeah.
And every other thing you say, just bring it back to sports.
Mm.
Be like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, that wall over there, I could bench press on that wall right now if you want me to. Like, I need to get
Do you even go to the gym, bro?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, okay, that's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the men's sports one, I'm going to say that I used to play... Okay, wait, no. I'm going to say, like, oh, yeah, like, I used to play football, but then, like, I sprained my knee. And I had to give up my dreams, and it was really difficult.
You have to say that. But I was going like, to go pro, like, D1 athlete.
I would have been amazing. Yes. Yeah, like, yeah. Arsenal just came to watch me.
Reference a random team, like, Tottenham. Like,
Do we think that I should choose, like, because I was thinking, if we're going to do Sporty Alice, I low-key want to make it as believable as possible. And I was thinking of choosing an obscure sport that they know nothing about.
That's clever.
So then I'm going to be like, and because I'm Swedish, I was like, oh, I'll do cross-country skiing.
Okay.
Because literally no one knows cross-country skiing. So then I'm going to be like, yeah, and like I was picked for the Olympic team. And then I had to say no because I'm really committed to my studies. I don't know, like something like, you know, like I was like, it's serious.
Yes.
Like I'm and how are they going to know?
And you need wallpaper on your phone of like...
Yeah, because I went cross-country skiing, like, I mean, I was shit at it, and I fell, like, every 2 meters, but I have a picture of snow.
There we go.
There we
go. And you can talk about it unprovoked.
You'll be
like, oh my gosh, this photo was taken on the best day of my life.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, that's two, and I'm actually going to go on a date with a third one.
And we're thinking a Kings versus LSE narrative, possibly. So, if it's... The guy from Kings, you'll talk the whole time about how LSE is the best place in the world. You're obsessed with it. Like, you're patriotic to it. People can't wear LSE merch if they don't go to LSE.
Yeah, Pledge of Allegiance to LSE.
You,
I think that would be funny.
Every morning you wake up and you recite the SE website mantra. Like,
and, like, I'll have, like, a picture of Manoush as my lock screen.
She's your role model. Like, you want to be her.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Yeah, no, but I'll do that. Yeah, come in. Cool, so we have our three personalities.
Yes, we do.
We just have to find our three guys.
Right, and you're currently on Hinge?
I am currently on Hinge. Because for this, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe I'll join Tinder University, because that's a thing at the moment.
I think that would be good. I think you should do that.
Yeah, but then I was like, Tinder is a lot more less first date
it's
and
very
more
hookup.
First fucking.
Yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes date first.
But do you think, like, do you think guys go into the expectation of a date being like, oh yeah, like, we're definitely gonna, like, fuck later?
Yes. Okay, I think this. I think that it depends on the conversation had on the date.
Yeah.
I think with Hinge...
So the men's rights activist guy is gonna want to...
He's like, oh, this is my night. I feel like Hinge is a bit different because I feel like the intention there is more like gaining... like, there's prompts, you know, like... But I feel like with Tinder, you don't know this person.
Yeah.
You've got no emotional connection. I think that... In the back of
the
person's mind, I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on the context.
But... I think so as well. Yeah, anyway. Well, I am on Hinge. And we're going to try to, like, describe my profile.
Yes.
I've curated it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty effective, I'd say. But yeah, here it is. My name's Alice.
Very cute.
Yeah. I use she, her pronouns. It's a picture of me.
Cute.
Yeah. I actually took this on first day of term, last term. Yeah. So it's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like one thing that you need to know about me. No. Wait. And then the first prompt is one thing that I really want to know about you is, do you like Taylor Swift? And then in brackets, there's only one right answer.
which is a very good prompt.
This is a great prompt.
Weed out all the, like...
Men's right
activists! Yeah, but then maybe, yeah, maybe that's the problem. Yeah. But that works, because then it will be hilarious, because they're not going to be.
Yeah, but maybe for this one, it's like, oh, do you like Taylor Swift? There's only one right answer. And they're like, no. I'm like, oh my god, me too.
Yes, that's the right answer. I only like real music.
Like, yeah, like the Beatles. Yeah. Nobody...
It's always the Beatles. It's
nobody has... I love, like, these obscure bands that nobody's ever heard of. Oh, cool, which ones? The Beatles?
Have you heard of the song Wonderwall by Oasis? Oh! It's like the best song in the world. I'm obsessed. No one knows it. It's so underrated, and I just feel like
hate people. That song.
That's what they say. They're like, it's the best song in the world, and no one's heard it before.
Which is so. You know, I had to perform that song in front of the entire school.
Why?
You're my Wonderwall. Oh gosh. It was like with like me and Lee, my class, but it was like for a I think it was 8th grade. It was like a talent thing. And our class, I don't know, our class that year was so weird. But we decided as a, I don't know who decided, but it was a we, apparently. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a we, because obviously I didn't want to perform fucking Wonderwall. I would have chosen a Taylor Swift song.
Of course.
And they're like, yeah, let's do a, why not perform everyone together? But it was so bad because, like, we didn't know the lyrics. And so we had to have, like, on a big projector in the back of the aula, like, the words. Oh, it was bad. It was really, really bad. And it was, yeah, and it was a guy who chose the song.
Of course.
Yeah, because...
And they think it's so niche and unheard of and real music. I'm like, honey, everybody knows this song. Yeah. This is like...
Or they're like, oh my god, you know the Rolling Stones?
Oh gosh.
Wow. It's always Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, I feel like I gatekeep Taylor Swift as if... she's an indie artist when she is, in fact, like, the entire music industry.
But someone needs to. Someone needs to gatekeep female artists. Like, make it cool to, like... Because I'll say, like, oh, yeah, I like hip-hop. And a guy will be like, well, name top 10 Tupac songs. And I'm like, whoa, I just, like, what? Why do you have the gate?
Yeah.
Open the gate, like, what?
It's just, oh, my God. And it's like, they're just, like, waiting for you to fuck up.
Yeah.
You're like, it's just like, easier.
Prove your interest to me. Like, ugh. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I know. And it's obviously, I think also, like, this is a spiel, but whenever I say that I like Taylor Swift, then I'm immediately put in, like, a box and be like, she doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, I, whatever, Taylor Swift can define my entire personality. I've kind of, like, let it do that as, like, in spite.
Period.
But they're like, oh, you don't, like, know real music, like...
Give me a break.
Anyway, so I'm 21. I'm 5'10". I actually grew a centimeter.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, why? I'm 21. Like, can I stop now?
Someone told me I've grown, but I hear that every day.
Yeah.
Someone's like, you've got taller.
Maybe it just has to do with, like, the shoes you wear to that particular day.
That's true.
Yeah. I say I live in Hackney, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Security reasons. We love being a girl. And yeah, I go to LSE, which is important. In this fact.
Yes.
And then, yeah, that's basically it. That's, like, my little answers. And then I have a prompt, like, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. And it's a PowerPoint that I made for PowerPoint night with my friends back home.
Cute.
Very cute. And then we have a little picture here.
She's real.
I'm approachable.
Right.
Yeah, I dress down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a prompt. One second. Yeah, and then I have a prompt. It's like, let's make sure that we have, like, we're on the same page about the fact that in a photo, a person is either peace sign anxious or finger gun ADHD.
I literally completely agree.
Yeah. What are you?
Completely. Peace sign all the way.
Yeah.
I don't get how people do finger gun
on
automatic reflex.
I do.
That's so awkward. Like, your brain automatically did a finger gun.
I don't. And also because a finger gun, at least... the times that I've done finger guns, they obviously come with the sound effect. So I'm like...
Right. All, and you the know? Wink, the... Like,
yeah. So then I'm like, do you... When someone's like, oh, take a picture, are you like...
Yeah.
Like...
It's very awkward.
No.
Or the one where they just point at the person next to them. Have you seen that? They take a picture and then they do the finger in the direction of the person.
Yeah.
What's the point?
But that's such like a lad thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a British thing.
It's very... It's unappealing.
It's a no.
Yeah, it's
If I see that on your profile,
immediately
it's a no. It's a good one, though, because some people are like, oh, I've never thought about this. Or some guy was like, oh, I do thumbs up. And I was like, wow.
Marry him. I like that.
Yeah, really?
Different thinking. And I also think awkward thumbs up is real. Like, at least you're trying to, you're yeah. trying to keep it positive.
Yeah. Just because of, like, this video. Mm-hmm. We'll agree if you also have first date bits you'd like to try out. Because that's what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hopefully they won't get really mad then if I, right. you know, make myself look like an asshole. But, yeah, anyway, I'd also like to clarify for the group and everyone listening that I don't believe in men's rights.
Period.
Yeah.
But she's a good actress, so...
I am concerned about this, actually.
Do you think you'll just break character completely and be like, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore?
Just leave?
No, you'll just be like, I have to be honest with you. This is fake. I can't keep pretending I'm tired. Do you think you'll do that?
I think if I... I think the most difficult thing will try to start the bit. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
You have to walk in the door
in
character.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to pick it up, you know?
Yeah, because I want someone to be able to, like, to look at me and be like, oh, like, she is... Like, she was supposed to be on the cross-country ski.
Right.
Like, Olympic team.
Right.
You know? Or like, oh, she's from LSE. I'm thinking for LSE. Maybe I'll dress formal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any LSE hoodies? Do you have the bag?
God, yes. I'll come with a tote bag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. No, but I think, yeah, that'll be the first, like, the difficult start is, like, starting the acting. But then I think once I've, like, committed and it's, like, come out,
mm-hmm.
I'll stick to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is kind of, because I was saying before, like, they can't be too drastic because I'm not that good of an actress. Like, it needs to come from, like, well, none of these things come from a genuine place. So this is going to be really difficult. But anyway, I'll make up a character. I'll do, like, a background, like, you know.
Yes. And then,
like, yeah, why are you a men's rights activist?
Right. Oh. Yeah, so yeah. You have your go-to answers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On the way there, just practice your story.
Yeah. Honestly, I think on the way there, I will be sending you a... audio message.
I can't wait.
Being like, I am. Tito, help me.
I'm so excited for this. And I'm just glad I'm not going through it.
It's honestly one of the worst ideas I've ever had. But funny.
Funny, quirky, for the plot.
For the plot, so true. It's on, you know, it's on TikTok, so people say that. Just do it for the plot. Do it for the plot.
And I'm still convinced you're going to fall in love. Like, I'm convinced that somehow in the universe...
Yeah.
It was this moment, and it's just gonna go...
Yeah, either that or you had a stalker.
Right.
Yeah. I'm, like, already shitting my pants thinking about this. Yeah, okay, but because, obviously, like, I didn't go on any first dates in 2022,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't go on any first dates in 2021, and any mm-hmm. years previously...
Period.
I've just protected my peace, you know?
Because I am currently on a break.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a couple months of a break.
So then this is, like, a great role for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can kind of be, like, my, like, coach.
I'm the sensei.
Yeah. What should I be thinking about? I mean, I know this is obviously not, like, a normal situation, but I just need some tips. Like, I need some go-to, you know?
I would say LSE men, and I am generalizing, most... Not all, whatever, there you go, whoever's listening to
whatever,
this.
Whatever, all men, say it, yeah, say it, loud and proud.
I think a lot of them are a little bit self-inclined. You don't even have to be that. I think the men's rights activist has to be an LSE guy. We have to do that one for an LSE guy, for sure, because it just fits too well. I think that you don't even have to, like, they're not that obsessed. Like, they'll be like, she's weird.
Yeah.
And then that's it. They're not even going to be like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah.
There's
no embarrassment here.
Yeah.
The only thing is, you don't want to run into them and you don't want to have mutuals.
Oh my god, see, that's why, because my one of my friends was like, oh, like, I kind of know this person, like, I'll set you up.
Mm.
And I was like, no, this needs to be a random ass person that I will never see again.
The reality is, you will. If they go to LSE, you will. That happened to me. And
where did you see them?
Everywhere.
No!
Everywhere.
It's one of those things, right? Like, when you notice them, you can't stop noticing
them.
So,
before, never saw this person in my life. As soon as that happened, they're just everywhere.
Because my policy up until this point on Hinge, besides ghosting people as soon as they ask me out, is not matching with guys from LSE. Because I was like...
And it's smart.
Because it's self-care.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very awkward. So you don't realise how many mutual friends you can have with someone. Because there was a point where every party I went to, literally running into this person. I'm not making this up. In 1 week, I think about 3 times.
No!
I landed this
person,
yes.
Oh my
It was horrible.
God.
It was really horrible.
Maybe if I choose someone, because I feel like it needs to be like specific. It needs to be someone from management. And I don't have a lot...
Why management?
Because I just feel like they would fall for the whole men's... Like, they're not that smart.
Okay.
You know?
Real.
Like, they'd be like, yeah, a girl genuinely does think that.
Yes. I honestly, if I'm gonna be with an LSE man, you want to go for econ. Just go. You might as
yeah,
well.
You
like,
might as well.
Go big or go
yeah.
home.
And also, because they probably have, like, a bagging internship.
Right.
Yeah. And they can pay for their fucking trainings. It works out really well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's my thing. Yeah, no, my... Yeah, one of my big fears is actually that I'm going to have to talk to this person. I'm only here that time.
My tips are, right before, you're going to be nervous.
Yeah.
Everyone's nervous. But literally, like, it is literally just not that deep. People are too self-obsessed to care that much. You can
so
embarrass
true.
Yourself. They're not going to... They'll think about it probably for, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, okay, she was weird. Bye.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
literally,
yeah, 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 yeah.
not seeing her again. Bye. Like, that's literally...
Except when we do see each other again.
Right. Or they'll be like, I'm so intrigued. I want to just get to know this person more.
Mm.
She's so strange.
Yeah.
But either way, like...
It works out.
Yeah, and also,
yeah.
the other person is always nervous. They're pretending they're not. They're
yeah.
always nervous. They're thinking, oh my gosh, I just said that. Was that bad? Oh my gosh. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, very true. And also, we're here for jokes.
We're
like,
here
we're here
jokes.
Because I was in a silly, goofy mood. And I decided...
Silly and goofy!
And I decided that humiliating myself is the best way to make people laugh.
And good for you.
Yeah. I think it'll be like a character development.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think everyone hits a point where they should just put themselves on a date. If
exactly.
they haven't been.
Exactly. And that's like where I'm at right now.
Good.
Yeah. And it just happens that I'm going to, you know, blast it across socials as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the clout.
For the clout.
I didn't realize how many people don't actually go on dates. Like, they're like romantically involved with people. But, like,
yeah.
there's a thing where, like, people don't actually go on dates. Like, I was talking to my friend who, like, always, like, she's been, like, romantically involved with different people. But then she was like, oh, I've never been on a date. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because I thought people, like, just did that. Because that's what I just did.
I get what you mean. I just think, like, I've never come to that stage because just every single time I talk to a person or a dude, like on a night out or in any way,
oh gosh,
like it's just,
oh,
whew,
yeah, it's
like
rough.
It's so underwhelming.
Yes.
And I swear, like 90% of the time, I actually have to like defend women's rights.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 a.m. and I'm standing like in Russell
right,
Square
right.
and being like, well,
right.
actually, you know,
right.
the gender pay gap is a thing.
Right.
And they're like,
right.
I'm taller than you.
Right.
And it's just like, oh my God.
I'm also like, I don't even, this is so, oh, I'm gonna, who cares?
Yeah.
Literally, why do men copy and paste personality so badly?
Ooh.
As someone who dates men and women, I can literally talk from an objective perspective that 90% of men have the same personality. I'm sorry. Like, I'm 21.
Yeah.
If I was to get 121-year-old guys right now, 90% of them, same interests, same jokes, same follow, same meme pages, same dressing, same music taste. Bro, if I get 100 girls, I would say, like, 40% of them would have similar personalities.
Yeah.
It's like, can you...
Girls are more interesting, though. Like, whenever, like, you
much
having... Yeah, like, conversations... Because if that's what you're doing at a first date, like, having conversations with people, then definitely, yeah, like,
yeah,
girls would be a lot more fun.
Way more interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, yeah.
So,
are you sure you don't want to... It would be funny if you went on a date with a girl and you were like, yeah, my men's right activist.
To be fair, you know, I think there's some women that they're not even like, they wouldn't even be that horrified. They wouldn't be horrified enough.
Mm.
They'd be like, oh, okay. And they'd be like, oh. But I'm like, you should be horrified.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, so this is what we're going to do. I have 3 essays to write in the next 7 days.
Right.
But after that, I'll dedicate all my spare time to going on these dates, and I'll report back because we're filming this or we're recording this before, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna give you a rundown of all of the guys. And yeah, it'll be interesting.
We are on the edge of our chairs, waiting with excitement.
Yeah. Well, specifically me, I'm shitting myself. But, so that's it, basically. Yeah. Anything else?
No, just good luck.
Yeah, I'll text you, don't worry, before every day.
Yes, please help. I'm excited. Yeah.
Honestly, it'll be a miracle if I'm even able to find three people.
You will. You definitely will.
Bye!
Bye! I just did finger.
You just did finger.
I just did it. Like, I just went... That's dark.